Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I recorded this show for you this morning, and as I was reviewing it, I realized I didn't give a formal definition of codependency. So this is taken from Wikipedia, and I actually think this is one of the better definitions out there. Codependency is a relationship imbalance, so an energetic imbalance, where one person enables another person's addiction, poor mental health, immaturity, irresponsibility, or underachievement. And I don't think that's conscious, the aiding in that. I don't think enablers really try to do that, but that's what happens. Among the core characteristics of codependency is excessive reliance on other people for approval and a sense of identity. So I'm talking in this show, I'm talking to people who are playing out codependency energy, you know, codependence. And if you're considering like, oh, could this be me? Consider this definition, which I think is great. Among the core characteristics of codependency is an excessive reliance on other people for approval and a sense of identity. Yeah. Yeah. I love you. Here's the show. Take care of yourself. Hey, it's Amy with intuitive.com. And I want to talk about the energy of codependency. It is far more prevalent in our culture right now than we know. If you have been watching the news, if you have been following what happened last week at the Capitol, even some of the responses around that, and this isn't just a political conversation, but it's a beautiful example. I've been seeing it come up in my conversations. Let's break it down, what it looks like and why it gets in the way of you having what you want. In case you're new to the program, I'm Amy. I'm an intuitive and a coach, and I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, then please consider my massive result intuitive coaching package. Information can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click Work with Amy, and then in the drop-down, you'll see the page for the massive result package. All right, let's talk about the energy of codependency. So what is it, codependency? And why does it get in the way of you manifesting? Well, first and foremost, we are human, right? We're in this human body, and we only have so much energy, right? And so wherever we place our energy is a resource, essentially, right? And is that resource supporting your desires, or is that resource taking away from your desires? And codependency is a way of controlling a situation and still feeling like a good person. And you see it with really good people all the time. And it's coming from on the negative side, which it is, it's all negative, honestly. But it fools you. It fools you into thinking that I'm a good person and I'm doing good things. And on the negative side, it takes away from your ability to create in your own reality. And you are engaging in behavior that is an attempt to control in somebody else's reality where you have no control, right? So it's just dumping a lot of energy that does not renew itself, dumping a lot of energy that does not contribute back to your well-being. But the break in the thought process is we think it will. If I can control this person, I mean, I don't think anybody says it that way. If I can help this person, as that's the language our minds really use, if I can help this person, if I can manage this situation, then everything will be all good. And it makes me a good person for doing so. Maybe a better person, right? No, it's a bunch of bullshit, and please stop doing it. And I've been there with you, believe me. Yeah, I've been there a lot. If I can help this person, then I am doing good. But you're not, because you can't help someone who does not want to be helped. You attempting to exert
immense energy. Because when you're dumping energy into a situation that doesn't renew its energy, meaning it does not circle back to you, and it won't, you are just draining your resources. And so often, particularly type A's, really proactive people will essentially start to dump even more energy. They're like, if I just do more, if I try harder to help this person, then a positive result will occur. And that is just not the case. So let's look at this. So I'll break it down, give you some examples. A beautiful one from my own life was I was having a conversation with my mother post my divorce, and she's like, well, you helped him so much. And the minute she said that, I was like, oh, shit. Has this been 8 years of helping someone who did not need help? And then as a result, I have not been taking care of myself. No one needs help unless they ask for it. I want to say this to you again. No one needs help unless they ask for it. Every other engagement of help is a form of codependency. You are attempting to control someone because there's something missing within you, some sense of out of controlness. So you think, if I can control this person through help, right? And I say it to you that way because us good-hearted people love to use that statement as a way to diffuse the stink of codependency. Well, I'm helping them. I'm helping them. But is that the way in which they need help? And do they want help? And are they receptive to that help? 9 times out of 10, it's no, right? Help is a renewable energy. Real help is a renewable energy, meaning you help someone and energetically it will come back to you because they needed that help, right? And so you are serving that person without any need to get anything in return, right? That's real help. Or there is a clear exchange of, like, what are the boundaries of this help, right? You know, I, in my job, I help people. I get paid to help people, right? I do this podcast, and I give out a lot of free content. And in exchange, I get to share what I offer, how I make my living, with people who might be interested in buying those services. That is a renewable exchange of help. Codependency is not. It means you decide upon yourself what this person needs and you are going to provide it to them whether they like it or not. I know, it sucks. But what's beautiful, once you acknowledge it and once you start to break the patterns of it, you will get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Where does it come from? I think codependency is a fucking learned behavior. Melanie Beattie, one of the original authors around this topic, spoke of it in relationship to addiction, meaning there's someone that's an addict and then there's a codependent that supports them. And I think that applied for a period of time in our society when the nuclear family was a thing. And now since we have so many different family forms, I think it's diffused. I think codependency can just show up as a behavior. I think it's transformed and mutated into a way of relating to people. It's also a wonderful way for a person to not have to take care of themselves. Well, I have to help this person, so I don't have time to take care of myself. I don't have time to nurture my dreams. I don't have time to take care of my well-being. I don't have time to even listen to my own intuition. And none of this is conscious. It's all very subconscious. It's a learned behavior. We were programmed to do these things. So where is it showing up in our society, and why am I doing this show? Because I didn't realize how prevalent it was. I knew heart-centered people, highly sensitive people, empaths, often on the unhealthy side of those traits, can engage in codependency. But now I'm seeing it be like a thing. Right? And where I saw it, I was just watching from CNN, and they were talking about, and I've been watching a lot of CNN and really looking at all the ways in which people around Trump have supported his agendas and his behaviors. And many have come out to say, well, I realize he was flawed, and in no way this is to put Trump down, so don't send me any hate mail. He is who he is. I have my own political beliefs. This isn't a political conversation. We are talking about codependency. But it's prevalent, right? It's so prevalent that people in leadership are engaging in this behavior. So that must mean that it's filtering down to the rest of the culture. So let's go back to Trump. And I heard someone say, it was one of someone that was in, I want to say they were in the Defense Department or the Justice Department or Homeland Security. And who was it? It was someone in the cabinet, actually. No, it was his chief of staff, one of his old chiefs of staff. He said, you know, I was pointed to this job or however way he got it. And I didn't know Trump directly, but the minute I got in the job, I realized he was a very flawed person. And if I stayed in the job, I could help manage him. That is codependency. People feel like they need to manage him. And does he need to be managed? Probably, you know, on a just a logistical side. But in truth, can someone manage them? And where the origins of those statements were coming from, it wasn't manage him so he can do his job well. It was to manage him so he doesn't destroy himself. Well, if someone's hell-bent on destroying themselves, it's not our job to fix them. It's not our job. And what it does is it takes away from your ability to serve at the level that you came to this planet to serve, to do what you came to do, who you are, all the gifts and talents you were given. You think you're using them for the good of this person, but you're not. You're not. And so it is advantageous to find another way to engage life in a way that promotes your well-being, whether it is you devote yourself to your desires and your dreams, taking care of your health, taking care of your finances, taking care of yourself. Because I promise you, if you're in any type of dynamic, and it just doesn't exist in politics, it exists in our families, it exists in our romantic relationships, it as you engage in that behavior, it just drains you and drains you and drains you. And they often say with addicts, and I do think codependency can become, what's the word I want to use? I don't want to call it an addiction, though we often treat it like an addiction. It's more of an intoxication. And when we're engaged in the intoxication of codependency, we freeze in time. We energetically freeze. We're not growing. We're not expanding. Once we come out of that intoxication, it's where we are, where we are before we went into it. So let's say you're in a relationship for 5 years with someone. When you come out of that relationship, you are still where you were energetically. Even as you think you've been growing, no, that intoxication does not leave a lot of room for self-realization. So it's a regressing when you engage in this behavior. So you have to stop. You just have to stop. And the way you start to stop is you... And is it messy sometimes coming out of codependent situations? Yes, because you feel so weak, because you have not been recharged. Remember, it does not regenerate the energy. When you are giving out and giving out and giving out in the name of codependency, most of us don't call it that, in the name of helping someone, in the name of being a good person, quote unquote. And I do believe we are all good-hearted people, but we misuse our gifts and our talents. Because we're afraid. We're afraid to stand in our power and be the person that we came to the planet to be. There's a Marianne Williamson quote, it's not that we're afraid that we're not powerful, we're afraid that we are that powerful. And I'm paraphrasing that. We're afraid of our own power. So now is the time. If you think you've been engaged in any type of codependent dynamic, whether it be with a family member or a partner, now is the time to stop. And you will feel weak and it will feel difficult at times. Get enough support. Listen to a lot of good content that helps you build yourself up. If you're more on the woo side of things, look at narcissists and empaths. There's a lot of content out there about that dynamic. And just start to learn. Just start to learn. Start to build a new way of being. If you're more on the psychological side, this is one I recommend often to my clients, binge some Terry Cole. Go to her YouTube channel, her podcast, and she talks a lot about codependency and setting healthy boundaries. Start the process of unraveling and pick one thing you can do, one area of your life that you can focus on, that you can build up, that you can create a result in that can make you feel good, whether it's improving your health, whether it's improving your finances, whether it's improving your career opportunities, building a business. Start the process of redevoting all of that energy you've been putting out to that situation into your own well-being. Now, here's the thing. People we're involved in codependent relationships with are seductive. And it's not them. It's we're drawn to this false sense of empowerment because we think we're helping them. Right? And so it will be easy to be lured back into those experiences, but check yourself. Like, hey, is this building me up? And the subconscious mind, the little girl mind, the little boy mind, the inner critic, the ego, the wounded self will try to convince you that it is a good situation. Just has some kinks. Everything has kinks. Nothing's meant to be perfect. Give it your all. Try harder. That be aware of that conversation and start to have a different conversation with yourself, right? You are worthy and deserving of the desires of your heart, and they will not be fulfilled if you are devoting your energy to a codependent dynamic. You cannot manage somebody else. You cannot manage an organization of people. You cannot make them go right. All you can do is show up and give your very best. And if you are drained out of your fucking mind because you've been engaging in controlling codependent behavior, and there's many legs of codependency, it's going to be really difficult to be effective. You think you are because you're exerting so much energy, but you're not. And you will eventually burn out. So I use this as my sign to take care of yourself. And it takes time. I will be honest with you. However long you've been in a codependent dynamic, it's going to take you some time to get healthy again. It's going to take time for you to get really clear about who you are and your constitution. You're going to feel woozy. You're going to feel like you're detoxing. You're going to feel like you're in withdrawal to some degree. But just trust the process. Move through it. Surround yourself with a lot of good content. I don't think we talk about codependency nearly enough in a way that can really move the dial. So I think that you're going to have to use a lot of tools to get you to healthy. But focus on the desires of your heart. Focus on rebuilding your energy, right? Whatever area of your life you choose, rebuild your energy, build your confidence back. And I know some of you might be saying, well, Amy, I don't feel like my confidence has taken a hit in this. I've been helping this person. Step back from it and you'll see how confident you feel. Step back from it. But what is so wonderful is that you can course correct. So start today. Start today. Rebuild the confidence. Look at the pits in your self-esteem that led you into that situation. This extends through business. It's in clearly it's in our political system. We see it in romantic relationships. We even see it in friendships. Codependency is gross. It feels gross. It doesn't empower you. You're always left wanting more. You're always feeling like, well, I did all this, and it's still not right, right? And codependency might trigger perfectionism. It might even trigger a little bit of paranoia. It's gross. Get out of it. And I say that to you with love and respect and compassion, but that's the only way, because I have to say it firmly like that, because the mind will try to rationalize that it's right. I'm helping this person. I'm making a difference. But are you? Are you really? Where's your proof? Are they getting better, but you're not? Are you advancing the desires of your heart? And why do we engage in it? I think many of us are caught up in fantasies, which I love a good fantasy. It's so fun, right? And they can move the dial in terms of energy and getting clear about what we want. But when we start to play out a reality that really does not exist in our mind, falling in love with potential, then it gets dangerous. So don't stay in fantasy for very long. It's a place to visit, get clear, feel into it, raise your vibration, and then come out. But if you stay in fantasy, oh, any day now, this relationship's going to look like it looks in my mind. No, my love, it's not. It either is or it isn't. And others who are engaged in codependency behavior, because like attracts like, so there's probably a lot of other people around you doing the codependent dance, they will encourage it. So you think it's right. Right, you know, yeah, that's the best way I can say it. I know, I'm glazing over this, but if this is hitting a chord for you, trust your intuition. Start doing some research on codependency. Be mindful that a lot of the research out there about codependency is circled around addiction, so that can easily turn the mind off and be like, well, it's not addiction. I'm not dealing with an addiction. You don't know what that, you don't know what is going on there. So let that go and just pay attention to the behaviors that are played out as a result of being in codependent dynamics and see if you are engaging in those. And then get some support. There is Codependency Anonymous. Maybe do a couple of phone sessions just to get a sense of what's going on there. If that works for you, definitely check out Terry Cole. Look at the empath narcissist dynamic. There's a lot of text and information about that and how that shows up and how you can get strong around that. Let's see what else can work. Focus on yourself. Take care of yourself. Don't feel bad if you do slip back into it. Just come back. And it can take time to break, especially if you've been surrounded by it for generations. Your mother did it. Your grandmother did it. It's quite amazing how it is passed down. And if you need therapy, get therapy around that. I have found in my own experience with therapy, and this is just my own personal experience, there isn't a lot of research around codependency that's not attached to addiction. And so there probably is addiction there. It might be addiction to something not obvious. Usually the conversation around codependency is in relationship to alcoholism. But I think it extends past that. So when you go into those environments, they're limited to the research that they have available, right, that they studied under, unless you find someone who really specializes in codependency. But it can be a nice place to just start to air it out, right, if it feels right, you know. There's so many really great things about therapy, and then there are some, in my opinion, some areas where there hasn't been enough research done, Like, I'm kind of amazed that there are things that we haven't found solutions to, we haven't explored, just because, you know, funding is everything, right? We haven't found a cure to some of these major diseases. And so do you really think we're going to really focus on mental health? Probably not. And codependency is probably way at the bottom of the list in terms of research projects and funded programs. So I think that there is some limitations there where you're going to have to fill in the gaps for yourself. You're going to have to take control of your own well-being, learn as much as you can, and start to shift behaviors, start to slowly reprogram yourself that I am in control of my life. I can make healthy choices and decisions. I am creating my reality by the energy within me. I can build confidence. I can rebuild my self-esteem. I can pursue the desires of my heart full out and with dignity and with clarity and with passion. And I can be strong. I can be empowered. I can be loved by myself. Right? I can love myself. I can encourage myself. I can support myself. I can honor all that is good within me. And then, of course, pray about it. Ask Spirit to show you, give you guidance, point you in the right directions, help you to get healthy, help you to see things differently. Because as you start to make these shifts, you're going to be like, oh my God, that woman on the radio was so right. Yeah, I know. It's prevalent right now. I didn't realize how infused in our culture it was until, again, I was watching the news. I'm like, wow, these are people in power that feel like, that are essentially engaging in codependency, and we're not calling it out for what it is. And it's not a discussion about the president in any means. It's an energy, and if we can shift out of that, then we will find that things stop showing up as a result of our codependency. If you're holding a vibe of codependency, situations, people, opportunities are going to show up that mirror that codependency, that allow you to play out that codependency. But if you change, right, and you become strong within you, then situations that are going to show up that support your strength, that help to make you stronger. I love you. Thank you for listening to this program. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help you create the life of your dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, consider the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Information can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Until next time, take care of yourself. Thank you for listening.